Hi, Angels.
If you've ever wondered what makes you special, what makes you the unique, magical being that you are, we've created something for you. The Soul Guide is a map of your being. It's a magical blueprint that illuminates why your soul chose to be here, now, at the birth and the dawn of the Aquarian Age. Each soul guide is roughly 70 to 80 pages in length, and it's individually created based on your unique astrology and design. This guide can't be replicated because your birth chart won't be recreated for thousands and thousands of years. Each guide is as rare and as magical as you. To order yours, go to www.thecosmiclaundry.com and use code COSMICPODCAST for 20% off today. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Cosmic Laundry Podcast, a place where we explore modern spirituality in all of its forms. I'm your host, Giselle Plamondon, and I'm here to guide you on your journey into learning more about your soul's path. I am a social worker, astrologer, and human design guide, and I love to share new ideas, new information, and deeper wisdom with you all, especially as I'm on this path and learning everything with you by your side. So join me every Friday as I open space and explore topics and ideas that will support you in understanding yourself and the world better. Okay, so you guys know that basically every Sunday, I don't do this every single Sunday because I just cannot follow a routine like that. But you guys know, if you've been following me on Instagram, which most of you do, that most Sundays I post a Q&A. And I think what I'd like to start doing, we'll see if this turns into a series or not. I was really motivated to do this today. And it might be honestly because, you know, we have a blizzard here in Saskatoon today. I literally cannot leave my house. I feel like I'm in this like really warm little cocoon. It's really funny. I am not a winter person, but I love snow days. Like if we gave ourselves more permission to just slow down and be in the house and bake cookies and read all day during the winter. If that was more, I mean, obviously I understand a lot of people can't do that, but if that was more so part of the culture, I actually don't think I would hate winter that much. But so today and yesterday, I've really just been taking care of myself and slowing down. And those of you that are creative or, you know, do similar work to this, you have probably recognized that when you do that, a lot of energy and ideas and vitality kind of comes through after. And so today, after I posted this was a really long-winded way of saying that on Sundays, I normally post and ask me anything on my Instagram. And today there were a couple of questions that were really interesting to me and that felt like a podcast episode more than a paragraph on my Instagram story. So that's what we're doing today. This is like a little, you know, bonus episode. So one of these questions that I got today was, okay, I'm going to read it for you so I don't butcher it. So it was, big yawn. What was your big aha moment when you decided to start Cosmic Laundry and leave the conventional? And I'm assuming that this person meant like conventional work, conventional life, conventional, you know, whatever. I have a lot of thoughts on this and I'm going to try to keep things really succinct. But first, there wasn't really an aha moment. I know that a lot of people This is the challenge. A lot of you guys are waiting for that moment. You're waiting for that pin drop moment. You're waiting for that big, like, light bulb moment. You're waiting for the universe to push you in a certain direction. And in my experience, that's not really what happens. Like, the universe can kind of encourage you, or like God or spirit. I really do like to think of it as my guides or angels or God, but there can be signs along the way. And of course, there are moments in the entrepreneurial journey where you're gonna feel like this is too scary, it feels too big, you know, self-doubt and feelings of being inadequate, and also these like very real security fears of like, is this possible? Can I actually do this? Like, that comes up for every single entrepreneur, and they're so real and so normal. And I do find, at least for me, and I would be curious to know if other people who are a little bit more connected spiritually, if you've had these experiences as well. I know that when I'm in those moments of fear, or where I'm not necessarily trusting myself, that is when some of these like little miracle moments come in. And so they do happen, but they're not a big aha moment. And they're not a big, like, my thoughts on this is that the reason that those moments can happen is because I made the choice. You know, I made a choice to prioritize myself, to choose myself, to trust in my vision and my gifts. And I think that if I hadn't consciously come to that choice on my own, there probably wouldn't have been these synchronicities. I think that the synchronicities were almost a reward for making that choice, if that makes sense. I think that the entrepreneurial journey is very hard. I personally don't think it's harder than working for other people, but it's got its own challenges. And one of the biggest things that I see holding people back is almost like waiting for life to push you in that direction, or waiting for this big moment, or waiting for something to tell you that it's safe. And that just doesn't tend to happen or come. Most people that I know that have built lives that they love, they've had to fight for it. You know, they've had to choose it even when it didn't feel like the safe choice. So I guess the question is more so about, you know, if you have this desire or this inkling to do something outside of the conventional norms, then it's really important that you trust that. And of course, like, I'm not the type of coach or person that is like, you just need to jump and the universe will catch you, because that's actually not always true for everybody. And that can really, especially if you're on a healing journey and you're trying to heal trauma, you're trying to heal your nervous system, like, that's actually not a good idea. You want to create as much safety in your life as possible. But one thing that I've always known, and maybe this is my Libra midheaven speaking, maybe this is my Venus Sun conjunction speaking. There's a lot of parts of my chart. I have a lot of Taurus and Libra. That speak to beauty and balance and peace. And I've known from a really young age that I want a peaceful life. I want passion, and I love like to feel deeply and to have an intimate experience of life. Like, I don't necessarily want a boring life, but I don't want a highly dramatic, highly unstable life with more challenge than is necessary. I am more than willing to take on challenge and hardship. I feel that I'm very resilient, but only challenge and hardship that feels necessary and worth it. And so I think one of the things, you know, when I think back to what allowed me to maybe like make that leap, which I think is the question this person is asking, because they're wanting to know, I'm assuming, when to know how to take that leap, or like, they're waiting for that to come in. And so you have to figure out what you value and what is important to me. And I got to a point where I realized that trying to fit into most work environments, I wouldn't say all, I think that if I had kept looking, I probably eventually could have. I don't, I actually don't know. This isn't true, actually. I was going to say I could have eventually found a work environment that suited me, but I don't think that's necessarily true because even when I do think about the work environments that I felt safe in and felt good in, they were still work environments where I was technically an entrepreneur. You know, when I was doing freelance work, when I was still responsible for myself. So I got to a point where I recognized that to have the kind of life that I want to have, which is a life where I love the work that I do, a life where I'm excited to wake up every single day, where I don't feel really anxious and nervous about work, about my job, about job security. I realized very quickly in my adult life, you know, post degree, that if I wanted that, I had to create it. And then I also realized that, that the thing that I wanted to do didn't exist, so I had to create it. I also knew that I wanted a certain amount of peace, and I am one of those people where I actually do very well working for myself. Like, I do very well working alone. I'm not even necessarily that good working in co-working spaces and stuff. I get very distracted. I'm not actually even the best person to collaborate with because I change my mind a lot and I go in a lot of different directions and I just end up frustrating people. Like, I truly do work best alone. And I think that that is something that became really, really clear to me. And so, if you are somebody that is, you know, just has this inkling that you're meant to work for yourself or you're meant to do something different, it might not even be working for yourself, but you're meant to like create something new. You have to lean back on your values and your purpose and your big why. Because, for example, a lot of people will jump into entrepreneurship because you have all of these coaches online, especially spiritual entrepreneurship, because you have all of these coaches online saying, I'm making 30K a month. I'm making 60K a month. Let me teach you how to do this. Let me show you the path. And of course, that is possible. Like, you actually can make quite a bit of money working for yourself. But the truth is that you have to work up to that, right? So if making these like really big, you know, having these really big number months had been the primary sole driver for me going out on my own, like, say that I had done well in working for others, like that felt safe and fine, but I was just really wanting more income. And then I set out to make more money through working online. Honestly, I probably would have figured it out quicker if that had been a value of mine. So I'm going to be honest there. But the first few months or the first few years actually would have been very, very challenging because, entrepreneurship at the beginning can be very, very challenging. And so the only reason I was able personally to stick it through the years and the months when finances were tight was because that was never a driving factor for me. It doesn't mean that that's not important. And again, I don't think that you should go into entrepreneurship and put yourself in a really scary place financially. But if that is the thing that's the primary driver, you have to figure out a different way of doing that, or you have to like, yeah, you might have to like really come out with a bang. And so I think one of the biggest ways to get yourself to jump, to get yourself to do the thing is to know why you want to do it. And when that why is a really aligned, true value, it'll be much easier to do it because it comes from an internal place and not an external place. So some people do this exercise. Like, I've had clients who sign up with me. Their whole goal is to end up doing essentially what I do. I run them through a couple exercises and then they're like, oh, wait, I actually don't think I want to do this. I want to do something else, you know? And then the goal changes. And so you have to know who you are. I think that's also where astrology and human design helped me. So this is like the second piece, and this was the second thing that I thought of when I saw this question. And I think maybe even the most important piece is that I, because of astrology and because of human design, I did not have this before. I had, growing up, I always had this sense that I was here to do something different. And I didn't necessarily know what different meant, but I did know that I was here to help people. That was always very clear to me, which was why when I was like 13, 14, I set my sights on becoming a therapist, and I spent, the next 10 years focused on that. But outside of that, I didn't necessarily have a lot of confidence. I think I always presented as someone very confident. But I didn't necessarily see my own gifts. And I think when I started to study astrology and human design, and I had those gifts reflected back to me, and I could see, I remember going through my astrology and I remember going through my human design and being like, wow, these natural energies and things that I carry are so beautiful and so well suited to inspiring and supporting and empowering others. I remember having this moment of like, this is what I came here to do, and it would be a very silly thing to not do it. I also have some, entrepreneurship placements that really allowed me to feel safe and confident in myself, to trust that I could figure it out. And so I think the second piece too is that a lot of times when people want to start business or you want to start, some type of venture, there's this sense that you have to go out and get a bunch of certifications, or you have to learn everything, or you have to know everything. And I think that's a very linear way of operating, of like, you can be someone who knows everything. You can be someone who has a ton of training and education under you, who technically knows all the right things to do. But if you don't know yourself, it's going to be very hard to A, choose a career path or an entrepreneurial path that is aligned with your actual gifts. Okay. Because I see that happening a lot too. People seeing others who are doing something and wanting to be like them instead of wanting to be like yourself. There's something really humbling about getting real with what you are capable of and what you are not capable of. And that's definitely something that I had to do a lot of work around when I first started, the cosmic laundry. There's something to knowing who you are and knowing who you are not, and not a lot of people who go into entrepreneurship focus on that, I feel. And so if you focus on the training at the expense of knowing yourself, I think that that can be a really big detriment, because you might end up in a career path or an entrepreneurial path that just isn't aligned with your natural gifts, so they don't get to be used. And then you're also not going to be as effective. And then it's also just harder. Like, it's much, much harder if you don't know who you are, the good and the bad. I knew when I went into this that there were certain things I was going to have to hire out and certain things that I would fuck up a lot. Like, I am not a detail-oriented person necessarily. I am a big picture thinker. So I have outsourced so many things, even from the very beginning. And I also knew, so this is where, like, you can know your weaknesses and you can know your strengths. I also knew that I'm very, very good at collaborating with people and connecting with people and finding a shared vision for people. So I remember even at the very beginning when I had no money, like, I did not, like, I bootstrapped the Cosmic Laundry. Okay. When we started, I never had a business loan. I never did any of that. I remember doing constant trades with people in my community and in my environment, or I guess like in my city, for basic things that I needed. I did trades for websites, I did trades for photography. Like, I really, really bootstrapped that. And I knew that I'd be able to do trades and do them really well because I'm good with people. And I knew that people skills is one of my gifts. It's one of my things. I also didn't really even have to seek those out that often. People often came to me for them, because that was really aligned for me. So you have to, like, if I'm going to summarize this up, maybe let's do 3 points, right? One, you have to just go. You have to just make a decision and you have to just stick with it, and you just have to go. You have to trust and you have to ask the universe for the support and guidance that you need. But if you're waiting for the universe to like push you off a cliff, that's probably not going to happen. And if it does, you're not going to like that. Like, you are not going to like the way that the universe pushes you off that cliff, because it's not usually gentle. And if your path is so deeply tied to entrepreneurship that the universe would even do that for you, like the universe would take free will out of the equation, then that means like your success is inevitable anyways. So you might as well just like jump before your life has to blow up. And that was something too. I didn't want my life to blow up. I told you guys at the beginning of this, I always look at my life. I shouldn't say always, but I try to look at my life and make decisions that are going to lead me to peace instead of chaos. And I knew that if I stayed, like sometimes I think about the life I would have had if I had stayed in like typical social work. I was offered a position as a social worker right out of my degree working in hospitals. And I remember I almost took it. I was very, very close because it was the most like security I would have ever had in my life. And sometimes I think about that, but I know that eventually life would have gotten so challenging. I would have been so miserable that like the universe would have had to really shake me up. And I don't think that that would have been pretty, you know? And so I try very often to try to make the decisions that are going to lead me towards peace so that I don't have to have things be shaken up, you know? So I think the first step is just choosing what do you want to create out of this life? If it is a video game, if it's all imaginary, if you have full control, what do you want to create? And to just start making steps towards that, even if it's baby steps, because once you start moving towards it, that's when the universe can kind of help you and support you. But until you've made that decision, you're kind of at a standstill, especially if you're a generator or a manifesting generator. You have to learn how to make decisions and not just sit there idly, not knowing what to do. The second thing that I went into was knowing your strengths and knowing your weaknesses, knowing what your gifts are, knowing what you're here to do. And that's where astrology and human design can really, really help. And if you're looking for support in reading your charts and figuring out what those are, that's what the business blueprint session that I offer, that's what that was created for. And then the third thing, okay, what was the third point? The third thing is just really developing trust in yourself, trust in your decision making. This is where learning to listen to your strategy and authority is really important. And understanding that you can't really make a wrong decision. This is my like third line energy coming through. But even if you go out and you try something and it doesn't work, that's okay. You can try something else. You know, as long as you're not putting yourself or your family in danger, as long as you're not making really like brash, stupid decisions, as long as you're making sure that you're taken care of, like we only have one life, you know, and I don't necessarily actually think that's true. I think we have many lives, but you only have this one life as this version of you with this certain gifts, with the certain experiences, with the family, with the background, with all of the things that you have. You only have one life as this current avatar. And so, do you want to live that life wishing you had done something different? Or do you just want to like trust yourself and trust that if you have that desire, it's there for a reason, you know? I really do believe that. I believe that our desires are divine. I really believe that whatever you want, you can have, but you have to be patient. And maybe that's actually the cornerstone of step three. Or maybe that's its own step. Step 4.4 is patience. You can't, especially again, if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, as a sacral being who is co-creating with the universe, when the universe provides you with something that is maybe a 6 out of 10, in terms of like you could take it, but you could leave it, and you choose to take it, you don't know what else was coming for you. You don't know what else was on your path. And I see people doing this often, and I can understand why people do this. I have a lot of compassion for people doing this. We live in a world that is scary. We live in a world where, there's not a lot of stability and safety. And so I understand why there's this fear of If I don't take this, what if nothing better comes along? But choosing the 6 out of 10 thing could very quickly lead you into a life that you are just not happy to live, right? And so those big decisions of what you decide to do for work, who you decide to marry, where you decide to live, like those are really, really big decisions, and they have a huge impact on your happiness. I think sometimes even knowing the research on that, right? Like the research shows that one of the biggest predictors of happiness, and not even just happiness, but like health and longevity in life, is the person that we choose to spend our lives with. And I remember learning that in my early 20s and being like, I would rather be alone than be with the wrong person. And coming to that mindset was really, really helpful. And I think that has kind of snowballed into I would rather be, doing things my way. And I would rather be happy, and I would rather feel at peace. I would rather have a life of creativity and joy and whatever than choosing the thing that is stable and secure, but maybe not meant for me. You know what I mean? So it's really, really important that you develop that trust and that patience, because my experience, and again, this might be just because of my own cosmic makeup, I have a lot of Taurus placements, but for me, the best things always come from waiting. Like, I am so patient. And I always say, like, my family has this little thing, especially my sister, where they always say, Giselle gets what she wants. No matter what it is, Giselle always gets what she wants. And I think the reason that I get what I want is because I'm patient enough to wait for it. I don't settle for, a Walmart version of the thing that I want. I even do this in like how I'm choosing furniture for my house. Like, here's a good example. I have been sleeping with a mattress on my floor with like no bed since I moved into my place in November, because I was waiting until I found a bed that I liked well enough to buy. And I still haven't been able to find one that I really, really love. So then we have this local furniture rental company called Pivot. And so I was like, okay, well, until I find a bed that I love enough, that I adore enough, that it makes me so excited to buy, I am not buying a bed. So in the meantime, I'll rent. And I've waited the last 3 months, or maybe not 3 months, because I think I moved in 4 months ago, but I've waited at least a couple months for them to restock the exact bed that I want because they had it out of stock for a while, even though that is just going to be a temporary bed. But that is just how I do everything. If I can't have what I want, I'll wait for what I want to be available. And I think that that patience is really, really important. So I think, like, to summarize this, I know this is a really long answer to this question, but I get some variation of this question all of the time. And truthfully, a lot of y'all are holding yourselves back because you're wanting there to be perfect circumstances around creating, anything around the perfect relationship or the perfect job or the perfect, entrepreneurial path. And I think when you learn how to just do it and let it be messy, and to just trust yourself in that mess, that is when things get easier. That is when it all kind of clicks. And that's when the ball gets rolling. And the only way that that ball can get rolling is if you make a decision. So hopefully that helped. Hopefully that gave you something to think about. I think that these things can be applied to almost any area of life, not just entrepreneurship. And so stay tuned. I think we're going to do these more often, maybe not weekly or anything like that. But if you want to have your questions answered, make sure you're following us on Instagram most Sundays, at least a couple Sundays every month. I ask you guys what your questions are and I answer them, so you can go over and follow us there. And I hope you have a great week. We will chat soon. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of our community. If you want to help us to grow, you can share this episode on your Instagram, share it with your friends. If you do that and you tag us so I can see it, I would love it. I get so happy every time I hear about how the podcast is impacting you. Really, that's the only thing that keeps me going and keeps me creating with the podcast, because it is so much work sometimes, but I just love hearing from you. And if there's any guests that you want me to have on the podcast, any topics you want me to cover, just reach out to me, send me a DM, and we will add it into the content list. Hope you guys have a great week. Bye, everyone.